Canada seeks admission to United States on technicality. 11th of September, 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Washington, D.C., United States. The nation of Canada has brought suit against the United States of America, seeking to gain admission to the United States as the 51st state. When asked what possessed the nation to seek statehood, the Prime Minister of Canada remarked, quote, "We are mighty sick of those Americans driving their big cars, polluting our air, causing global warming, giving us summer, and melting our glaciers, so we're doing something about it, eh? We will gain statehood, and then we will use our population to get enough electoral votes to make sure the Democrats win the presidential elections for the foreseeable future." After watching that there Inconvenient Truth movie, I'm pretty sure we'll be getting that Al Gore fella 8 years, eh? Unquote. The case, which is expected to reach the United States Supreme Court before the end of the year, hinges on technicalities in the founding documents of the United States. According to Canada, they were offered statehood 225 years ago, and they never turned down the offer, nor was it rescinded at any point by the United States. United States Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, when asked for a comment, replied, "What? You've got to be kidding me." Unquote. Quote, "We are mighty sick of those Americans driving their big willies into our ladies, causing global warming." I already read that. Never mind. According to the Canadian legal staff, the United States Articles of Confederation, which were written and accepted by Congress in November 15, 1777, and subsequently ratified and put in force March 1, 1781, contains a clause admitting Canada to the United States. The clause, known as Article 11, reads, quote, "Canada, acceding to this confederation and adjoining in the measures of the United States, shall be admitted to and entitled to all the advantages of this union, but no other colony shall be admitted into the same unless such admission be agreed to by 9 states, unquote. Canada is using this clause as the basis for their claim to statehood. Canada's claim was initially written off on the grounds that the Articles of Confederation have long since been replaced by the Constitution of the United States. However, Canada's legal staff have put forth the argument that the Constitution of the United States supersedes but does not replace the Articles of Confederation. If Canada is able to successfully argue, then they will be well on their way to proving their right to statehood, as the Constitution of the United States in no way cancels out the Articles of Confederation's invitation to Canada. The central element of the argument is that the Articles of Confederation are still in effect, is that the Constitution of the United States were adopted in such a manner that was not in accord with the amendment process laid out in the Articles of Confederation. The amendment process for the Articles of Confederation are laid out in Article 13, stated as, quote, "The Articles of this Confederation shall be inviolably observed by every state, and the Union shall be perpetual, nor shall any alteration at any time hereafter be made by any of them, unless such alteration be agreed to in the Congress of the United States, and be afterwards confirmed by the legislatures of every state," unquote. The Constitution of the United States was not put into place under the Articles of Confederation as it was put into effect under its own Article 7, which reads, quote, "The ratifications of the Convention of 9 states shall be sufficient for the establishment of this Constitution between the states so ratifying the same," unquote. Fucking A, man. I'm getting sick of this shit. Since the Constitution of the United States was not put into effect under the methods laid out by the Articles of the Confederation, Canada may have a very powerful means for arguing against the replacement of the Articles of Confederation by the Constitution of the United States. This fucking guy, I mean, did he write this just to piss me off? I mean, just to see if I could read it? Anyway. In a press conference held by President Bush and the United States Legal Counsel, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, the president said, quote, "Don't worry, America. They've got oil up there and they like hunting. We'll just have some beers and gas prices will go down a bit. Nothing to worry about." Wait, what? They poll almost completely Democrat? How can people who like hunting vote Democrat? Al, you're the Attorney General, aren't you? We'll get this thing fixed. Unquote. On news, we'll keep you posted as this developing story continues to play out. Man, I don't know if I can help it. This has been Reverend Simulator for On News. Thank you for suffering heartily on this one.